This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The Public Education Department says they will appeal District Judge Sarah Singleton's decision that says the PED and state aren't spending enough money on education, and especially for at-risk kids. The decision could alter the entire landscape of how education is delivered in New Mexico. Currently, 40% of the state's budget, nearly $3 billion, is spent on public education. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Gubernatorial candidate and Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham weighed in this week, saying she would stop the PED from appealing the decision were she governor. She basically said that if she is elected in November, the appeal would stop in January when she's sworn in. Her Republican opponent, Congressman Steve Pierce, hasn't spoken about the suit yet. Governor Martinez has also been silent about the appeal, but then she's out of office the end of the year. Lujan Grisham said, quote, "For too long, our education system has failed our children, educators, families, and communities, drastically undermining our economy and our public safety while straining our overburdened social services," end quote. Judge Singleton wrote a 75-page opinion in which she said the state has not met the constitutional obligation to provide a sufficient education for all students, especially those characterized as at risk. She did not tell the state how to do it, but said a plan had to be in place by next April. You can bet this will be the key topic when the legislature convenes in January. More after this. An agreement, unspecified, has been reached in what blew up last year into eight arrests. It came during the historically old Entrada that kicks off Fiestas de Santa Fe every year. A group of Native Americans protested the Entrada, saying that it was racist and should be eliminated. Regis Pecos, a former governor of Cochiti Pueblo and now co-director of the Santa Fe Indian School Leadership Institute, said the All Pueblo Council of Governors has approved final plans of a negotiated agreement. What that means, he didn't say. There is rumor that it says that there will be no more Entrada. Pecos was a mediator in the negotiations between the council and representatives from the Archdiocese of Santa Fe, Mayor Alan Weber, and the Caballeros de Vargas, who put the pageant on. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The website of the Santa Fe Reporter says the agreement, quote, "will usher in a new era of relations for the sake of peace and coexistence and a gift to all people in all future generations, the spirit of our core values of love, respect, and compassion for all," end quote. Council, however, says the details will be disclosed in an appropriate time. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.